Now, before we settle down in the comfort of religion and such serious fare, here is something unsettling, something almost schizophrenic. Of all our high-profile composers of the 50s and 60s, Chitragupt perhaps had the strongest wild streak that has, sadly, gone undocumented. The composer himself, in his later years, when he did do that rare personal interview, stayed clear of that body of work. But here in RMIM land, we couldn't let him get away with it, could we? So, setting all bhakti elements aside for just a while, let's listen to this introductory group of wild songs. It is also our way of insinuating early samples of some giant associations. The next few songs are from the 1948-53 period, beginning with this really impressive 1920s-like swing, arguably ahead of its time, certainly ahead of the Opinayer Chitalkar style of experimentation.